You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Social democratic parties have traditionally represented the left wing of the electoral spectrum in Western Europe and Canada. With the rise of the neoliberal era, even the mild socialism of most of these parties has largely disappeared. But recent years have seen attempts to build left-wing political parties that are more deeply connected to a broad base of social movements and left-wing political tendencies. These parties, sometimes called left-of-the-left parties, have seen remarkable growth in parts of Europe, and even, believe it or not, in one part of North America, Quebec. 5 years after its founding, Quebec Solidaire now consistently polls at about 10% of popular support. And last December, Amir Kadir, its co-leader and only sitting National Assembly member, was rated as the province's most popular politician. To find out more about Quebec Solidaire and these left-of-the-left political parties, we've reached Roger Rashi. Roger is a political activist, founding member of Quebec Solidaire, and has written several articles on the topic of left-of-the-left parties. He joins me on the phone now from Montreal. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Before we get into Quebec Solidaire itself, can you tell us what the basic features of these left-of-the-left political parties are?
They share a common feature, which is developing in a political space that is left of the established mainstream labor or social democratic parties and slightly away from the space occupied by the non-parliamentary left. It's not an easy space to chart, but we've seen such parties develop in Italy, Germany, France, Portugal, Denmark, and, as you mentioned in your intro, in Quebec. Now, of course, a party such as that developing in Quebec would have features which are somewhat different. I mean, there's no established labor party in Quebec. But in some ways, the Parti Québécois has been fulfilling that role of attracting labor vote or attracting even labor leadership support. And Quebec Solidaire definitely is to the left of the Parti Québécois and occupies that space between, you know, the left of the spectrum of electoral politics and the non-parliamentary left.
And in what ways does Quebec Solidaire and these other types of left-of-the-left parties differ from these more traditional parties, social democratic parties in particular?
The main feature, I would say, is the openness to non-parliamentary action and the link-up with social movements who are not traditionally parliamentary. These movements come from the anti-globalization movement, from the ecological movement, from the women's movement. They're part of these various groupings that have developed really in the wake of Seattle in 1999 and throughout the first decade of the 21st century. So you have a lot of younger activists, you have some older activists, you have people coming from the trade unions, but not exclusively, a lot from what historically has been called the new social movements. So they have a completely different rapport towards the movements. Rather than being afraid of these movements and trying to distance themselves, which is what a lot of social democratic parties have done. On the contrary, they try to be the political mouthpiece, in a certain way, of these more radical movements. I think this is a common feature to most of these parties.
And if we look at Quebec Solidaire, what does that look like within Quebec Solidaire?
Well, Quebec Solidaire was founded by activists coming from these movements. It is the first party, I would say, in modern Quebec in the past century, if not more, to have been founded by social activists and not a part of the political establishment. All the other parties, the Parti Québécois, the Bloc Québécois, the ADQ, or other parties which have emerged in Quebec in the past half century or 60 years, if not more, have all been breakaways either from the Conservatives or the Liberal Party, established mainstream corporate-type parties. This one has emerged strictly from the social movements. There's not a person in it that had experience or a position in an established party before. So in that sense, it's a very new phenomenon in Quebec, one that has come out of that non-parliamentary space, which was occupied by social movements which were angry with the Parti Québécois and had no political linkage. And this is a breeding ground of Quebec Solidaire. So you have, again, a lot of younger activists from the student movement, from these various radical movements, some older activists, people who have had experience back in the 70s, people who are new to political development. And somehow this has all worked and stuck together. The brew, which a lot of observers expected to be explosive and lead to splits, on the contrary, has gelled into a meaningful political alternative.
How does the party ensure that these differing voices are heard within its structure?
The main way in which the party tries to ensure a plurality of views is, one, develop fairly prudently and fairly slowly its program. We've had a platform for elections, but we're only now beginning to establish and develop a program. And it's taking a long time. It's a process which will take, by the time we finish, 4 or 5 years. And in this process, all points of views are welcome. And the party's initial documents welcome different points of views and points of view which are critical of each other. So in a certain way, rather than very quickly coming down to one prevailing notion, in the lead-up to the various conventions where elements and parts of the program are going to be decided, a plurality of points of views, a discussion, a debate, is fostered. A second important way is that various political tendencies are encouraged to form what we call collectives. And these collectives are recognized within the party and given some rights. They can distribute their literature, they can speak up in party meetings, they have some space on the party websites, and they're called recognized collectives. Basically, they have to adhere to two big criteria in order to be recognized by the party. One, they cannot publicly attack the party or diverge from an important party plank. And two, they cannot run a candidate in opposition to a Quebec Solidaires candidate. But apart from that, they're given quite a bit of free rein.
And what kinds of collectives are there?
Oh, there are, I think by now, 6 recognized collectives. Some are established or pre-existing left organizations. For example, the Communist Party of Quebec is one recognized collective. Another group is called the Socialist Left. It's a group which has been around Quebec for maybe 25, 30 years. A couple of others are International Socialists or the Marxist Tendencies. There's also a collective which is a zero-growth collective or a radical ecology collective. There's a collective which is very strong on the question of having a lay approach to the state. In other words, totally divorcing religion from the state. So some of them are ideological collectives, you can call them. Some are more issue-based collectives. They either collaborate or develop positions in common or intervene on their own. But generally, it's been very well accepted in the party. It took a while, though, for the party to accept this kind of new feature. I mean, we were founded in 2006, and it's only in 2007, it's only 2007, that collectives were recognized. So it took about a year of internal discussion before this kind of feature was accepted in the party.
Electoral politics is seen with great disdain by many activists and those involved in social movements. What kinds of, how do you bridge that divide between this disdain for electoral politics and some of the contradictions that are involved in that?
It's been difficult, thing to bridge, because given the disgust with the Parti Québécois drift to the right of the past 15 years, a lot of younger activists and movements have gone over to a fairly strong, almost principled, non-parliamentary approach. I think one of the ways we have bridged it is we have put forward the idea that social movements should have a place in the existing political spectrum where they can manifest their opposition, their criticism of the system, and their wish for some kind of a different world, a different system, an alternative. And so we have tried to bring in leaders and activists from the social movements and give them a voice in expressing this criticism. So in other words, instead of saying that we were opposed and in disagreement with those who had occupied non-parliamentary politics, we have tried to show that in trying to craft a little bit of space for this kind of opposition and radical critique, it increases our capacity of getting support by a wide number of people. In other words, instead of remaining 0.5% or 1% or just remaining on the fringe, we can now call up on 10% of the voters and eventually maybe 15%, and in this way increase the clout for meaningful political change.
In terms of major political parties, essentially no one is calling for deep structural changes to the dominant political and economic systems. Does Quebec Solidaire have any sort of official platforms in these areas?
Well, for the past 2 years, we've been exploring the idea of going beyond the capitalist system. In May 2009, the party put out a little booklet saying, in face of the economic crisis, you know, the subprime crisis had just happened barely a year before that. So in view of this ongoing deep structural crisis of the system, we should debate whether we want to reform that system or go beyond the system. And this has opened the door for a discussion which is still going on about whether we should be more of a reform party or more of a radical party questioning the whole system. And this debate is not settled. It will begin to be settled at our upcoming convention in about a month. But I think it's going to be an ongoing debate for a number of years. I don't think there are I don't think the time is yet ripe for a party such as ours to assume an openly anti-capitalist, anti-system position. But I think that that current has to be fairly strong and recognized within the party, and the debate has to go on. I think we have to try and engage activists in the social movements. We have to try and engage activists in the unions. We have to try and engage activists in the women's movement, in the environmental movement, in that kind of a debate, and make it more of a social debate, not just a debate within a political party. And I think if there's one place in North America where there might be room eventually for a party with a strong anti-capitalist bent, I believe it is Quebec.
What about the rest of, let's say, Canada? What advice would you have for people wanting to create more of this kind of political formation in English Canada, say?
I think it's hard to transpose experiences from one part of the country to another, especially if you, you know, as diverse as Quebec and the rest of Canada can be, and the different regions in Canada can be also from each other. But I think one thing that we have tried to do is to try and develop not only a program that touches meaningful parts of people's lives, of people's everyday life. You know, you deal with minimum wage, you deal with issues affecting women and violence, you deal with unemployment, you deal with factory closings, job closings, etc. Not only dealing with these issues, which are very important, around which people coalesce and fight every day, but at the same time trying to inject a note of going beyond what we see, of challenging the system, of developing ways and means of bringing more people into challenging the system. And it's, I think, this kind of bridge. It's a difficult thing to do. I don't think many people have done it well. We don't have the recipe on success, but I think it's this kind of mind frame which is interesting. In other words, try and develop an electoral alternative, try and work with the electoral system, but not get swallowed up by it. Use what you can out of it in order to develop a challenge to the system and give people who do not have a voice now, give them a voice, but a voice which will carry a message of change and not just a message of conforming with what exists. Difficult to do, but I think that we have seen some attempts to do that, as you mentioned, in Europe. We've seen some attempts to do that also in Latin America, in a very different context, whether it be Bolivia, Venezuela, Ecuador. And I think this is what we're seeing at the beginning of the 21st century, an attempt to transform things, but at the same time to do it in such a way that these debates are brought into parts of the system and use these parts of the system to transform the system as a whole. It's a challenge, you know. It's, how should I say, it's sort of a wager that you're making on the future, but I think it's the only way to go.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. This is certainly an area, I think, that deserves some attention.
Thank you for having me.
And I've been speaking with Roger Rashi. Roger is a political activist, founding member of Quebec Solidaire, and has written several articles on the topic of left of the left parties.